Tim.
How you doing? Tim Castro, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
This is what you thought you'd be doing this afternoon, right?
Absolutely not. It's the last thing I thought.
I guess that's the biggest question. How prepared are you to start playing baseball after such a long time?
I was still doing some baseball activity and still lifting, so I'll be all right getting out there. And once you get out on the field, you get the adrenaline going, and then it's baseball when you're on between the lines.
Did you mentally shut down for the season, or did you still think this might be, did they give you any indication this is a possibility?
I was given no indication at the time, but so when I was told yesterday, it was a shock, but at the same time, it was exciting, and I couldn't be happier to be here.
What was that phone call like? I assume Gabe gave you a call?
We talked earlier in the day, and we were just talking about the off season, how lifting was going, what type of baseball activity I was doing. Then we were talking about nutrition. Then we got off the phone with each other, and then 4 hours later, about 11:15, he gave me a call back. I said, no, why? He goes, do you think you'll be available to go to Colorado tomorrow? I was like, absolutely. Yeah, right? So
what have you been up to, I guess, like, this past month? Like, where were you working out? Where were you getting everything done?
I was back home in Auburn, New York, and I drove down to Ithaca. I worked out with a few kids, younger kids. I were helping them hit, and there was a cage down there, so I was able to swing down there. So it worked out well, actually. And usually, like last year, I never hit, but for some reason this year, I was just hitting a few times a week just to stay loose, I guess. And it paid off.
So when the minor league season ended, they didn't say anything about, hey, stay in shape, or did they?
I was given no indication.
Okay, so yeah. You were just doing that like on your own?
Yeah, I don't like stop and everything, and because once you stop, then you have to reboot back everything up, so I'd like to keep everything going.
Were you planning winter ball or anything like that? Was that on there?
I was not, no.
So you were just figuring spring training would be?
Yeah, but at the same time, it's not like in January when I'm hitting four times a week. It was, I hit once or twice a week just to stay loose. And the thing was, too, I ended the year doing pretty well, so I wanted to keep that feel going with my hands and stuff to take that in the next year, so I didn't want to get completely rid of it.
It was a really good year for you, too. What worked so well?
A lot of help from the coaches and getting everything right, and not only the mechanic side of things, but mentally, and being able to have a good approach at the plate. I think that was the biggest thing for me, is having a good approach up there at the plate. And especially when you move up to AAA, you got a lot of older guys and veterans around you where their presence does a lot to you.
What Dave tells us is you got 3 days to prove you can be useful in the postseason as a pinch runner.
I better make use of it then.
How do you feel about that? Is it...
I'm playing with the house's money right now, so I'm going to go out there and try to steal some bases.
A lot of pressure.
I could not be here. Like, I got this opportunity. You got to take advantage of it.
Right.
So I'm excited for it. I'm going to take advantage of it.
Good luck.
Thanks, guys.